Brandt tried to get that one past Anderson. Beavers will peel it out of their zone. Picked up out at center by Wolf. Now Anderson steals. She carries it in to go for territory. Slides it in, a goal! Bemidji State scores. Anderson. They are going to review this one. It may have gone off of her skate. They review all goals here. Actually had a conversation with Greg Shepard, a head of officials, and he did say they will review every single goal. Now, there is a Gopher player in the penalty box as of now. Megan Lawrence, the senior out of Moundsview, Minnesota, in the penalty box. Bemidji State, no matter what, will get an Otter Tail Power Company power play, but they might say that the rebound came out and went off of the skate of Anderson. They will not show the replay here on the Jumbotron, but they are reviewing it at this point. You can hear the Beaver fight song in the background. Beaver fans certainly happy. Anderson with a great effort there. She had three Gophers to beat. She flew in on the right wing side. And she had three Gophers, two defensemen, and a forward just to her left as she came into that right circle. But what a great play there by Steph Anderson. And against her former team, nonetheless. I don't talk about it much, but she transferred into Bemidji State after a freshman season. And now the redshirt junior for this Beaver squad. And she is having one heck of a junior season indeed. 13 goals on the season, 10 assists for 23 points. And if that is a goal, it would be her 14th of the year. A crucial time to get some scoring. 8:14 left in the third. And they're still reviewing this. It might take a while. Because, of course, when it comes off of a skate, it can't be kicked in. It has to be something where it ricochets off but not redirected. So, obviously, we may never see the replay of this one here inside this building. It's up to the referees to make the call. But a hard-fought goal, if it is indeed a goal. So here we sit and wait. You can hear the time ticking in the background and the fans being patient. And you heard us talk about Steph Anderson during the intermission. Now a member of Team USA, she will head to the to Sweden for the Women's World Championships in the end of March, after the national tournament is over. They won't take the players before then. And it'll be March 28th, I think, through April 4th or 5th. I can't remember the exact dates, but she will be headed to the Women's World Championships as a member of Team USA. And this is taking forever for them to decide if this is a goal or not. But either way, Bemidji State has played a heck of a hockey game here against this Gopher team. Bemidji being outshot 32-15 here with 8:14 left in our final period of hockey. And the crazy thing is Minnesota and Wisconsin already know they're going to make the national tournament. They are in the top of the pairwise rankings right now. I believe Minnesota's number two, Wisconsin's number three or four. And Bemidji State and North Dakota, who are in this tournament here today, are the two teams in the league that need to win this tournament outright in order to move on to next week's NCAA regional. In women's hockey, they only take the top eight teams. In men's hockey, they take the top 16. So anything is possible. They come out. It's a goal. Bemidji State goes up 1-0 over the Gophers. Steph Anderson with her 14th goal of the season. And the Beavers will get an Otter Tail Power Company power play on top of all that.